Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the fourth in the Signs and Wonders series. Now, usually it's someone who calls in, and that's the story I share, but this time I had something so singular happen and so funny and magical that I just wanted to share it. And it's perfectly timed because I am interviewing and dropping the episode with Judith Genya, and this kind of magical moment happened with Judith. So it's perfect to share now. I think most of you know that I'm a little bit eccentric and I kind of love the world and love the mystery in the world. And so a few weeks ago, I woke up one day and I thought about my interview with Ethan Hope. And if you'll remember, if you've heard those stories, Ethan studied with the Shipibo people for 3 months and learned during his time there that the Shipibo believe in other planets and other realities that are peopled only by dragons. And so I was thinking about that interview and that conversation that morning, and apropos of nothing, I just said, oh my gosh, I want to see a dragon today. I want to meet a dragon. All these other people have met dragons, and they know there are planets with dragons on them. I want to meet or see a dragon today. I mean, that's just my wish. And so later on that morning, I met with Judith on the phone. We wanted to have a quick introductory phone call to kind of just talk about her being on the show. And was it a good fit? Did she like my vibe? Did I like hers? All that stuff. So we're having a conversation and we've been talking about 20 minutes. And in the middle of our conversation, she says, you know, I'm a dragon. And I said, what? She said, I'm a dragon. I'm a dragon in Chinese mythology. And I just started laughing. And she said, oh my gosh, why are you laughing? And I said, look, I've got to tell you a story. So years ago, I interviewed this gentleman named Ethan Hope, and he's a physical therapist here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he studied with the Shipibo peoples for 3 months and learned some of their songs. And he sings those songs called Icaros over you while he's doing the physical therapy. And I said, one time I was on his table and he was singing his Icaro and I had my eyes closed and I was drifting off. And all of a sudden, I saw this little gray animal come into my field of vision. And I was trying to figure out what it was. And in my mind, I was thinking, okay, that's not a monitor lizard. It's not a Komodo dragon. That's not a regular desert lizard. What is that? But I did get the sense that the creature was very bemused and was there to check out everything and to make sure Ethan was doing the work right. Eventually, I decided to let it go because I thought, why am I fixated on this gray, kind of scaly creature that I don't even know what it is? And then at the end of the session, Ethan said, hey, did anything strange happen or different happen during this session? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, this funny little gray creature came in and was making sure you were doing the work right. And he said, oh. And I said, yeah, I was trying to figure out it wasn't a Komodo dragon. You know, I went through my list of lizards, as we do. And he said, oh, well, was it a dragon? And I said, oh, yeah, I guess it was a dragon. I mean, I had no context for that. But once I realized it, I thought, yes, it was a dragon. And he said, oh, well, that song I was singing for you was about a dragon. And so I've always been envious of that. I kind of missed that little dragon that appeared. And so that morning, I wished for a dragon. I wanted to meet one or see one. And I explained all this to Judith, and she just started laughing. And she said something like, well, I guess I'm the dragon you were supposed to meet today, and I think this is a good sign. You know, when there's synchronicity like this, it means the interview is supposed to happen. And I couldn't agree more. It was such a great conversation, and Judith is a gift to the world. And I think with this background, you're going to understand even more just how groovy she is. All right, that's it for my Signs and Wonders story. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that that little bit of magic kind of makes you understand that this world is wild And you never know when anything is going to happen like this. And it likes to keep us on our toes.